Now, with the ongoing cancellation of live gigs in Australia and artists facing huge losses in earnings, the Australian music community presents Isolade, where artists will be performing on Instagram Live today and tomorrow, 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. So that's starting really soon. And we're going to be speaking to Rhiannon from the team. Good morning, Rhiannon.
Good morning. How are you going?
Great. I'm very excited to be talking to you about this. Whose brilliant idea was it?
Oh, I think the development of it was a combo of a couple of friends that I kind of just woke up with the idea on Tuesday and went to my friends that are kind of brain trusts and asked them if they thought it was a good idea.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, do it.
So tell me, how's it going to work?
So basically, myself and Em, who is also on the team of putting this together, are going to start with a welcome at 12 p.m. on my Instagram story on live.
Mm-hmm.
And then what will happen is each artist will sub in the next artist by the artist on after them requesting to go live and split the live screen.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So have you had any trial runs at this yet? I can imagine.
Yeah. We also sent through a little how-to video to all the artists yesterday, cool. just in case.
And there are so many artists. They've got, like, is it over 70 or?
Yeah, I think it's 74.
Wow. And that's yeah. 12 p.m. today till 12 a.m. at night. So if you're at home on your Vinos or your Bearsies, you can jump
I've
on
anytime. I've been told that chips are too loud, so it's a sock snack.
So how does it work? So they can't, you can join in that they can hear you as well? Or no?
Yeah, so what it'll be like a tag team thing. So
yep.
So one artist will play,
yep.
and then the next artist will request to go split stream with that artist.
Yep.
And then say I'm playing first, I'll say, okay, thanks for my set, that's it. Next up is Fields, he's on at 12:20 p.m. And then he'll pop up and go, hey, come over to my Instagram, I'm going to play my set, and then I'll sub in the next artist.
And
then it closes.
And they're doing like 20-minute sets as well.
Yeah. It's like a rabbit hole of music discovery, we like to call it.
So obviously the devastating thing is that all these artists are facing quite a big loss. How are you putting the money back into them, or is there any way that they're getting money from today, or is it all donated? Or
yeah, this was something that was probably the most tricky to try and organise, but we thought the easiest way was to encourage artists to create a link, and there's a link tree company who've actually set up a link tree for all artists so that they can add links to their merch and their website.
Perfect.
Vinyl. And then also we've connected with Charlotte Abrams, who's Angie McMahon's manager. She set up a support act fund later. So that will not only go to musicians, but all crew that are suffering around Australia at the moment.
Yeah, that's great. So that is quite tough. I've kind of thought, I do comedy myself, and it's not quite as easy because, you know, people will watch music on and on and on as well. So it's great. I mean, it's such a fantastic thing to be able to be part of. And have you had anyone do any sets yet, and you've been able to watch it as well and go, oh, this does feel like a good vibe? Or
yeah, I've been watching a few different friends do some live sets. It's great because there's no pressure to make it a huge thing. You know, I think a lot of us are going to be sitting in our lounge rooms or in our bedrooms where we write these songs anyway, you know, so it's just like this cool little DIY insight for the audience to look in at what we're doing when we're not on stage.
Yeah, are you performing today as well? I feel like you're...
I am, yeah. I'm performing at 11:20 p.m. if everyone's still up.
Oh, 11:20 p.m. I might have to be just for that, just in case. And so how's the support been from people and the artists themselves? I mean, 74 involved, that's obviously quite positive.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's been a three-person team to get it all together. We literally couldn't type fast enough to reach out to musicians. And we've just been lucky that the three of us put together, so it's me, Em, and Shannon. We know enough artists and artists of artists who ask their friends. So, yeah, we literally put the first day together in less than 24 hours.
Wow.
And then by the next day we had Sunday as well.
if it is a great success, any plans to do a few more? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of addicted now that we've started started this first festival. So, yeah, I reckon something we'll keep doing.
And have you had any reach sort of internationally, do you think? Or, I mean...
We've got a couple of artists that will be playing internationally. Oh. So Jeremy Neal, who is kicking off today at 12:05, I think it is. I think he's playing from New York.
Wow.
And then there's also Lanx, who's closing Sunday at 12 a.m. He's also playing from New York.
That makes sense in the timing, picking.
Yeah, exactly. And we gave some later slots to the musicians over in WA because they're obviously 3 hours behind, so yep. They get to, yeah.
That's going fantastic. Early. It's really good. And who are you looking forward to seeing yourself?
Oh, I think I'm looking forward to seeing all my close friends who I haven't been able to see in person. I'm probably just going to be crying all weekend.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. In a good way. And yep. Just that way. But, yeah, so I love Fields, Chitra.
Yeah, we just played them before. Great, yeah.
Yeah, Stella Donnelly. She's become a nice friend recently. Yeah. Just everyone. I'm just going to try and
be
on my phone
the whole time. I mean, there is some time for sleep in between, but probably not, right?
I don't know what I'm going to do. We'll see.
Have you got a technician on hand just in case, like direct link to Instagram?
I don't, but I should. I'm still thinking about how to archive the whole 2 days. So if there's anybody out there that knows how to do something like that, you know, in case artists forget to save their video.
Yeah, good idea.
Really let
good
me idea. Know or do it and then send it to me.
And now, so is Facebook the best way to sort of get all the information? Because obviously people are going to have to get each artist's tags as well if they, as the handles, if they don't go right start to finish. So, yeah, how do I find all that information out?
So, yeah, there is a Facebook event called Isolated Festival. And I've done a big post in there that's pinned to the top with the order of sets and all of the artists playing with their Facebook and Instagram links. And then you can also go to the Instagram handle that we created yesterday, Isolate Festival, and through the link in the bio, you can click on each artist, which goes straight to their Instagram.
Fantastic. It sounds like, I'm actually quite excited about it.
Me too.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. And you know, as an artist, what would you like to say to people out there is how we can best support you and these times?
I think it's important just to find other ways to support, whether it's buying merch online or even just if you can't donate in some way, just a nice message maybe saying, hey, we're not watching you physically on stage, but we'll hear you and we're listening and support you.
I almost got a bit teary then. That was really sweet.
Oh.
I feel for you guys. This is tough. This is really tough. And obviously, you know, it's a big part of the Australian way. And obviously, to us here, being able to get out to live gigs. So a big hug to you and hope that this is over sooner rather than later.
Thank you.
But have fun. I'll be tuning in at some stage. I'll have to catch your one. I'll have to just stay up a bit later. It's okay. I can do it.
Maybe have a nap. No, we can't have naps. We're going for 12 hours.
I know. There's no time for napping. Nap now. Nap now. Between the end of the show and 12 o'clock, 2 hours nap. Go now. Anyway, best of luck. Right. Have a great festival.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For having me on.
Bye. And that was Rhiannon from the Australian... What is it? Australian music community team, and like she said, they put this together in three days, which is incredible, and it's a huge lineup. Some of the people that will be on today that we play, and you've even heard this morning, Hayley Mary, as I mentioned before, Eliza and the Delusionals. We've got Jeremy Neal, Grace Turner, Elizabeth, Alice Sky, June Jones. It goes on. Chitra, as Rhiannon mentioned, which I'd be looking forward to. So you head to the Facebook group Isolate, or you can go to Isolate their Instagram account. They've set up as well with a bio, like Rhiannon just said, and you actually can see each of the time slots that everyone has. I'm sure it's going to be a wild ride. This is a pretty exciting thing to do. So it's a great way to get involved and support your local artists.